Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Dalid. We're holding the sixth line from the top of the Amud. And as you recall, yesterday we said that the Yidin Chas V'Sholem, when they were serving Avodah Zarah, they knew that the Avodah Zarah was nothing, but this was really just a camouflage, a cover-up for what they were really interested in. And that is, unfortunately, those that sinned were interested in the Isser of Aroyos, and they knew that they're going to go and get petch and they're going to get musr about Aroyos. Therefore, what they decided to do was a camouflage. They acted as if they like Avodah Zarah, and therefore all of the Rabbanim and Dayanim in going and scolding them are going to talk about that they went off the derech to do Avodah Zarah, and they won't even mention anything about the fact that they were acting in a very pervert manner regarding Aroyos. So that's what we had yesterday. Nigmura asked a couple of kashas, and Nigmura asks yet another kasha. Toshima. Vayizaku b'koil gadol el Hashem alekeim. This is referring to the Anshei Knesset Agdoila that were screaming out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Samach Talit Amud Aleph, six lines from the top of the Amud. Vayizaku is referring to the Anshei Knesset Agdoila cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Omer, what did they say? And we're going to have a very, very famous chazal here, a famous story. Omer of Yudavi Yisema Rabbi Yonison, bye, bye. Bye, bye means like, whoa, whoa, terrible. Hainu. Hainu is referring to the Yetzihara of Avodah Zarah. That Yetzihara, Hainu de Achriva Lebesa. That's the one that caused for the Chorm Beis HaMikdash. The Kali Leichola. It caused the burning down of the Heichol of the Beis HaMikdash. The Katlinu Litzadiki. And it caused Nebuch the death of so many Erlech Yidin, so many Tzadikim. Vaglinli Yisomi Arayu. And this Yetzihara of Avodah Zarah caused us to go Nebuch into Golus. Vadayinu Merakid Beinon. And this Yetzihara still is dancing among us. In other words, it's still having an influence over us. Said that Anshei Knesset Agdoila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klum Yehavas Alon El Kabulei Bei Agra. The reason why you gave us this mitzvah of refraining from doing Avodah Zarah is so that we should go and get Tzchar. Rabbeinu Shloim Loi Ihu Be'inan Loi Agre Be'inan. Do us a favor. Take away this Yetzihara. Take away this Tzchar. It's just too much of a test, too much of a nisayon for us. That's the end of this first part of this Agadata. What seems to be clear from this Agadata is that the people really were embracing the Avodah Zarah after all, and therefore they're asking, remove this Yetzihara of the Avodah Zarah. Because if this happens to be just a camouflage situation, they don't really believe in it. There's no real Yetzihara to do the Avodah Zarah. They have a Yetzihara to do Aroyos. This is just a camouflage situation. So why does it say over here, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't want this Yetzihara, it's still Merakid Beinan. Everybody laughs at the Avodah Zarah, that it's worthless. Everything more at the same terms as we gave already yesterday, Bosar Daviku Bey. Initially, when they embraced Avodah Zarah, they didn't really believe it and they didn't care for it whatsoever. They felt that the whole Avodah Zarah was a fraud. However, as time went on and they kept on indulging in this Avodah Zarah, eventually Aviku Bey unfortunately eventually got attached to it, and that is similar to what we were saying yesterday, Bederach Tzachis, that Mitoich Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. They didn't really mean it initially, but eventually, unfortunately, they embraced it with their full arms and their full bodies. Says the Gemara, the Anshei Knesset Agdoila were not finished, and this is the very famous Gemara that people quote all the time and can't remember where they learned it. Yasvu Tlosa Yom Betanisa. The Anshei Knesset Agdoila made a takana. Everybody should go and fast now for 3 days straight. Bo Rachmi and Mespal Gevein Sirabodi Shalom. That try to do what you can to remove this Yetzihara of Avodah Zarah. Nofalu Piska Merikia. Eventually, Atzetel came down from Shemayim. Tavik Sivba, that it said on it, Emes, meaning that you, the Anshei Knesset Agdoila, what you're doing, you're absolutely right, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I agree with you that it's time now to get rid of this Yetzihara, because it has caused so much devastation among the Jewish people. It's Omer Pchadina. So Pchadina said, Shema Minah, from this we see, Choysam Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu is Emes. By the fact that he sent out a tzettel and he wrote Emes on the tzettel, we see that that's the seal of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is that of Emes. And the Gemara tells us, Nofak kiguria denura mi beis kodshi akadoshim. What appeared to be like a guria. Guria is like a young lion cub. Denura of fire. Came running out of the Kodesh Kadoshim. Amalu Navali Yisrael. And the Navi Zechariah said to Klal Yisrael, Hainu Yitzhak Davoid Azara. You see that young lion cub which is running out, that's the Yitzhara of Avoid Azara. Bahari de Kotavzi Bey, Ishtamit Binisamine. So once they heard that, they had people jumping on this lion cub to be able to catch it. And as they were jumping on it and catching it and capturing it, Ishtamit Binisamine, one of its hairs fell out, the Ozel Kale Biarba Mea Parsi. And this young lion cub made a sound, a scream, a shout that could be heard 400 parsois away. Now, usually when you see a number like this, 400 parsois, it's usually considered to be a guzma, because if you think about it, this is a huge, huge amount. Remembering that every parsa is 4 mil. Every mil is 2,000 amis. So a mil is 2,000 amis, a parsa is 8,000 amis. If you go and multiply 8,000 by 400, you take the 8,000, you first add 10 gets you to 80,000, you add the other 0 gets you to 800,000, you multiply it by 4, you get to 3,200,000 amois. 3,200,000 amois. If you multiply that by 2, assuming that an amma is 2 feet, that's 6,400,000 feet. And since every mile is approximately 5,820 miles, feet, so now if you divide that into 6,400,000, we're talking about over 1,000 miles, you were able to go and hear this call. So, sounds like a shtickel guzma. Anyway, but the point is that you could hear it very, very, very far. Amru, and now the Chachom, meaning the Anshei Nesek Doilem, said, Hey Chenevet, what should we do? Do Mishmayim Rachmi Alei? Just like when we called out to Hashem, Hashem had Rachmonis on us. Now that this lion cub is screaming out to Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu might have Rachmonis on it, and therefore we're going to have this Yetzirah is still with us.
Why should you have the doubt where he has Rachmonis? It says the Rachmonis of Al Kol Maso.
Yeah, you're 100% right. So, you're 100% right, Rabbi Cohen. But at this time, we're not talking about... You see, the Gemara, of course, speaks in the physical sense about this lion cub. But the Mepharshim explained this is all meant in a... And now we're going to hear that fancy term from Barry.
It's metaphorical.
We don't have to talk about the anthropomorphism, because we're not talking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Exactly. We're just talking about a metaphor. Very good. So this is just a metaphor, and the metaphor is that the forces of evil still have some shlita, and the Chacham were worried about that as a result of the screaming of this lion cub, Kodesh Baruch Hu might have Rachmonis on the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah and leave it intact after all. So Amalei Navi, so the Navi said to Klal Yisrael, we'll soon see in a moment this Navi was the Navi Zechariah, Shadju Beduda Di Avra, what you have to do is you have to take this lion cub, go and throw him into a Duda. Duda means like a canister, like a container. The Avra made out of lead, the Kasyua Bi Avra, and put on a kisoy, put on a cover, a lid made out of lead, the Shayef Kali, because that will absorb the coil. In other words, even if this lion cub, the Yetzirah, keeps on screaming, keeps on making noise, you won't hear it because it is a very sound, absorbent type of material. So therefore, in today's nomenclature, would say it's a soundproof container. Therefore, put it inside. How do I know? Because the Nabi says, Nabi Zechari, v'yom ezoyis harisha, v'yashlech oyisa el toicha eifa, throw it into the eifa, this measure, this container, Eferis is referring to lead. They put a stone made out of lead, meaning a cover made out of lead, alpia, on top of its mouth, so that we shouldn't hear from it anymore. And as a result, that was the end of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. And that's why all the Mepharshim and all the Darshanim say, that's why it is so hard for us to appreciate and to conceive of why Klal Yisrael followed Avodah Zarah throughout those generations. We look upon the idols and statues as being nothing, as being garnish. That's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu took away from the world this terrible Yetzihara of Avodah Zarah, and that's why we have no appreciation for any of it. However, the Gemara continues on. Amri, the Anshik Nesek Doyle said, Hoyil, the Eis Ratzadu. Obviously, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is listening to our tefillahs. If that's the case, Niboy Rachme Yitzhada Veira. Let's now try to do the same thing with the Yetzihara of Arroyos. Try to eradicate that as well. Wouldn't that be a pleasure? We shouldn't have this terrible Yetzihara for Arroyos, for Erva. Boy Rachmi, so they were talking Mispalel, Imser Biyadayu, and they were successful. They were able to go and conquer and vanquish the Yetzihara of Avodah Zarah. And guess what? Chavshu, and they imprisoned it. Here the Gemara doesn't tell us in exactly what form the Yetzihara appeared, but whatever appeared, it was imprisoned. Philosa Yoyme for 3 days. Ibo Beyesa Bas Yoyma Lechoyla Veloy Ashkechel. They needed for someone that was not well, they had to have a fresh, brand new egg that was just laid now, and they were not able to find one. What's Pshat they were not able to find one? Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Yetzirah of Arroyos, even though it was for only a temporary period, as we'll see, but during that temporary period, even the roosters and the hens did not mate, and therefore they didn't produce any offspring, and anybody that wanted to have an egg couldn't have a fresh egg. You'd have to go and take an old egg. And it's only the choyla that really needed the fresh one. Rashi adds even another dimension, that we're talking about an egg that was already fully formed with the shell, ready to come out. The hen had no desire to go and eject that egg, and the egg just remained there. So we're not only talking about not producing brand new eggs from embryo from the very beginning, even a fertig egg, an egg that was already finished, didn't come out. It just remained inside. Amrun, they said, uh-oh, heichinavit, so what's going to be? In other words, of course, all of this is marshal and nimshal. What the Gemara means to say is, by taking away the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, people will not go and live with their wives. I'm sorry. Harry, it's such a wonderful thing that you're here, because without you, I would be making mistakes every single day of the week, and nobody would ever correct it. Grois yishakoyach, very much appreciated. Because of the fact that they were able to eliminate, at least temporarily, the Yetzihara of Arayis, not of Avodah Zarah, because of that. So nobody wanted to mate, not people, and not lahavdil animals, and not even fowl. And therefore they realized there would not be any kiyum ma'olam. The world wouldn't continue if husbands and wives don't mate, etc. So they said, hey, Chanava, what should we do? Niboyi palga, should we be mispal that half of the Yetzirah should be removed? What means half of the Yetzirah should be removed? That only the non-kosher Yetzirah should go away. The Yetzirah that the urge that a person has to go and live, for instance, with an Ashes Ish, or to engage in an incestuous relationship, that should be removed. But leave the Yetzirah that a person has for his own wife, or for a bocha to go and get married, for a girl to go and get married, that Yetzirah should remain. Not really Yetzirah, it's a Yetzitoiv, if you will. But what should we do? Niboy Palga, should we ask that half should be taken away? Palga Merkili Havi. There's no such thing. It's either all or nothing. There's no gray area. You can't go and say it's got to be black or white. Either the Yetzirah remains or it's taken away. So what did they do? Kachlin Le'enei. Instead, what they did was they put some sort of eye ointment on the eyes that caused this Yetzirah to be blinded. And Ahani Bey, and this blinding of the Yetzirah helped. That a person shouldn't have a taiva for his immediate relatives, for instance, for his mother or for his sister. In other words, this took away the Yetzirah for incest, and that's why you don't find, at least not yet, you don't find that people go and marry their sisters or their mothers, but in today's day and age, you never know what's going to happen next. So at least that Yetzirah was taken away. However, the Yetzirah, for instance, of Chas HaShalom, Eishes Ish, or even, Rashi says, even Ishtay Nida, that tremendous incentive or impulse for a person, Chas HaShalom, to do an Aveira, that still remains with us. We have to try to control that Yetzirah. There was a goita that was very, very sick. Omer, she said, if that isha, meaning she's talking about herself in the third person, and she says, if I am zoche to a refuah from my choli, I'm going to go now and thank every one of the gods over the whole world. After all, I'm not exactly sure which one is going to go and do me that tremendous toiva and make me healthy again. She was a goita, not a yidna. She said that I'm going to go and serve every single avodah zarah shebo'olam to go and thank them for my refuah. Amda, so in fact she had a refuah, and now she was avodah chol avodah zarah shebo'olam, and now she fulfilled her commitment to serve every avodah zarah. And now, kimashi gilapar, presumably she started from Aleph, now she's up to Pei, she's now down to the Balpar. So, she went into the church of the Balpar, and she knocked on the door, and she asked the Qumrim, the preachers, she asked the Galachim, the Me'oivdin Lazu, how do we go and serve the Par? So, Amulas, they said, it's very simple. Oichlin Tar, first you go home, and go and cook up and eat a whole bunch of tard, and tard are beets. They cannot be beat. Vishoyz and Sheikh, and you drink a whole bunch of beer, and the combination of those two loosens the bowels of an individual, and then you're going to come back, oh, umatriz mefaneh, and you're going to be able to go and explode in front of the Avodah Zarah, and have a very good release of tzoya, of excrement, and you're going to be able to do a beautiful Avodah Zarah, and avoida for this Avodah Zarah. This Amra, so she said, this is so repulsive and so disgusting. I'd rather go back to my original choli that I should be sick again. To go and do such an avodah zarah in public, to go and... She felt it so repulsive, impossible, I'm not going to do it. And now the Gemara tells us this story, not just to go and tell the stories, but this was Rav Yehuda Amar Rav speaking, and he now uses this as a dvar musel. And he says, Atem Beis Yisrael Einen Kein. You, Klal Yisrael, you didn't have the seichel of this goyisha woman to realize that this is so repulsive, but rather you were hanitzmodim libal pa'or. Azoishtein pasik, hanitzmodim. What's the lashon of pasik? Vayoyim Moshe el shoifti Yisrael, hirgu ish anashev hanitzmodim libal pa'or. Nitzmodim means people that are very attached. Now, how attached? Kitzamid pasil. Just like you have some apostle means the cover over a container, which is so well sealed, says Rashi, it was sealed with shava, with wax. It was really well sealed. So, so when you sinned with the Aveira of Pa'ar, you were sealed with them as if you were one entity. However, when those fine Yidin were mistabik in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the art of Vekim Hashem al-Kechem, you know how that Vekus was? You were attached kishtei tamores hadvukai zu bezu, in a very flimsy attachment like that of two dates which are attached to one another. To separate those dates, all you have to do is take the end of a fork or the end of a knife, and you can easily go and divide or subdivide between the two. Go and detach the two. And therefore, the Novi, or in this case, of Yehuda Amar Rav, is saying, Musa to Klal Yisrael, look, this woman understood that this is repulsive, and you, Klal Yisrael, you were nitzmad, you were sealed together with them, and when it came to Dveikus Bashem, it was a very shvacha Dveikus, that of two tamaris.
The Baal Peor and the Chumash was really like the Gemara said earlier, so they could have relations with the Midianite women.
Right.
So it's not. So in this case, she's actually talking about the worship. This is the misdirection, the Avodah Zarah for the sake of the Arias.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying this is, of course, you know, repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
When the Jews did the Avera with the Baal Peor and the Chumash, it was
just as a camouflage, a cover-up.
Camouflage, exactly.
So you're asking, so this is not consistent with before.
It doesn't
either this Yehuda Amar Rav argues with what we said before, or he holds like the Gemara said before. When they started off, they looked at this whole Avodah Zarah like a bunch of jokes, a bunch of nonsense. But unfortunately, as they use it for the camouflage,
it grew on them,
exactly. It took on a new life on its own, and then they decided to love it, and it's very comfortable. If your toilet is not working, this is the best place to relieve yourself, and you go there and they had a good time. Anyway, the Misli Satan, however, the Brais, in fact, it reverses it, and this Brais, says Rashi, is Dorish L'Shvach. Like you have the Rashi and Noyach, Yeshosh L'Gnai, Yeshosh L'Shvach. This previous Drosha was the Gnai. The Brais, however, here is L'Shvach. Had it's more than Leval Pa'or, what does that mean? Kitzomet Ayyadei Isha. A tzomet means like a bracelet. Any person who wears a bracelet, or we men that wear watches, that all the time, it goes up and down as you move your wrist, as you move your hand, it's not so well attached. it's this attachment is a very loose attachment. That was the attachment that he had to Baal Pa'or, also like a tzamid, like a loose bracelet. That was an attachment like with a super glue, crazy glue. It was really glued together, stark, and therefore the dveikus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a much stronger one than that of Baal Pa'or. Tanaban, Shteita Braisa, Maisa, Besavta, Ben Alice. Sabta was the name of the person. Alice is the name of a place. So this Sabta came from a place called Alice. Shehiskir chamor lenochas achas, that he went and rented out his chamor to a goita, and it wasn't that he gave it to her, go and drive on your own. What it really means to say is he acted like a car driver, that he's going to go, or a cab driver, and he's going to go, a car service driver. He's going to go and buy not a car, but we're talking about a chamor. So he was the chauffeur of the chamor to go and drive her somewhere. Anyway, so they are driving on the road. And at one point, as you know, anybody that drives for a long time, eventually you have to go to a relief area to go relieve yourselves. Kimichi Gilip R. They came to a big sign near the Paris here. She said, Amrloi, she said to him, Hamtein, do me a favor, let's wait over here, let's take a brief bathroom break for 5 or 10 minutes. Hamtein, Ache Konis Ve'etze, until I go in, they come out, and I'm going to do my thing, and I'll have a chance to go to the bathroom. Ve'ach Shiyotze, after she came out, Amrloi said to her, No, Af'at Hamtini, now I want you to go and wait for me, please. Ache Konis Ve'etze. Apparently they didn't have different bathrooms. It was all one open area, so therefore they couldn't go at the same time. He said, now that you're finished, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to go and take over. Amrloi, and she said to him, Vayudiata, but you're Jewish. I mean, you're going to go Baal Pa'or, you're Jewish. Amrloi, he said to her with a little bit of chutzpah, Amai ich baslach, what's it your business? You know, if I got to go to the bath, I got to go. So please do me a favor, don't bother me. Anyway, Nichlas, he went in. Po'ar bifonav, he went and did his thing. And after he was finished, he found out that there was no toilet paper available. What did he do? Bikineach bechoitmai. So he went and cleaned himself by taking the nose of the Baal Pa'or and putting it there and then cleaning it off and using it like tissue paper. And the galochim there in the base of Avodah Zarah Pa'or, they were praising him. Wow! There's nobody that ever did such a beautiful job with such avodah to this avodah zarah. He deserves to be the guest of honor at the next Baal Pa'or Mlav Malka because of the wonderful job that he did showing. Exactly. Anyway, they didn't have YouTube, so at least they couldn't show it. But the bottom line is that that's what they did. Yeah, okay, they said this was Givalik. And now the Gemara is quoting again the Mishnah. A person who reveals himself with Baal Pa'or and does his thing, that's the avoid of the Baal Pa'or. And now the Gemara adds, even if his kavana was to be mavaz of the avoid of Zara, nevertheless, that's the avoid of the avoid of Zara, and therefore he is over. And now the Gemara tells us a similar story. We continue first the Mishnah. Zodik Evan the Markulius, a person who goes and throws a stone at the Markulius, Zui Avedosa, that's its Avoida. Avagabnam Chavan the Merigame. Even if his Kavana is to go and stone this Avoida Zara, he's over. Says the Gemara, Rav Menashe, Avikozel Beit Torsa. Rav Menashe went to a place called Beit Torsa. Omrloi, they told him Avoida Zara, he, to Koi Hacha. He heard that there's an Avoida Zara over there. What did he do? Shokal Pisa, he took a clump of earth. Shodabain, he threw it at that Avodah Zarah to ridicule it. Omrloi, they told him, Markulius, he, oh, Tustacha Markulius. Omrlohus, he said, big deal. Hazarik Evan, Li Markulius Tanan, with a Lamed. What does that mean? Li Markulius, says Rashi, means Li Chabdoi. The whole purpose of the Isser of Margulius, if you throw stones, to show covet to it. And I threw the stone, Lahakois Begufai, to go and give a patch, to go and smite it. I didn't go and do it for its covet. Anyway, also show by Midrash, they went and asked him to Smedish, is he right, is he wrong? Omrulay, they said, Azurik Evan, Bimarkuliestan, Mitabeis, not with a Lamed. Therefore, Ava Gavna Mechavad the Mirgama, even if you are Mechavad to go and stone it, you're still Oiver, you're not allowed to go and do that, and therefore what you did is wrong. Now, before we go and continue the Gemara, it sounds from the Gemara that both the Chamor driver, even though he wanted to be Mavaza this Avodah Zarah by wiping himself on the nose of the Avodah Zarah, and even though this person wanted to ridicule the Avodah Zarah by throwing stones at it, it doesn't work, because that's the Avodah Zarah. However, Tosfos says it's a Nitazeh. Tosfos says that you're wrong. If you look at the second Tosfos here on the Amid, Avgav Mechaven Levezuya Ula Oivda Bebozoy. When are you over on the Avodah Zarah of Markuvius or of Baal Peor? If your kavana is to be mevazit, that's what you want to do. You want to be over it bebizoyit. If his whole kavana taki is to go and be mevazit his avodah zarah, not to go and serve the avodah zarah derech bizoyin, but to go and deface the avodah zarah and to mock it, according to Rava said before that if a person goes and serves an avodah zarah, even though he doesn't believe in it, and the only reason why he's doing it is because he's afraid of the king, and afraid of the president, and afraid of this, afraid of that, or he loves the king, etc., he's potter. So, here too, if the person doesn't believe in the Avodah Zarah, even though he threw stones, or he was mevazit by going to Baal Peor, that's goodish. And after l'abaye, to mechayib, hosam, even the mechayib hosam, hocha moide de potter, even a bay that holds the gabi hav v'yira, you would be chayv because you went and served the Avodah Zarah. That's because at least you served it the derech kovid. But here, if his entire avodah that he's doing is to be mevazah the Avodah Zarah, not because he realizes that this is the Avodah Zarah, he takes upon himself this Avodah Zarah, and the bizoyin is part of the servitude to it. No. He wants to deface it, he wants to mock it, he wants to denigrate it. Then you're okay, you're off the hook. And therefore, both the chamor driver that we had before, Sabta from Alice, as well as this new person who came to that place, Rav Menashe, both of them are off the hook for what they did, because they intended totally to mavaz it, to deface it, and not to go and serve it. As in then Tois is shot in the mark. It's Omelu. So now he said to them, Ezel Ishkala, maybe I should go and remove the stone and the clump of earth that I threw at this Avodah Zarah, in a sense for a kapara, to be mesakin. Rashi says, obviously, by removing it, that doesn't take away the Avodah Zarah, but at least, it should not have the hanoah. People shouldn't be able to say, oh, you see, he went and he got a bullseye straight in the nose or straight in the head, whatever, that he threw this clump of earth. And people say, hey, look at a great jurist, Beis Ben Asher, who, wow, he could be a real good pitcher for the Markulius. Maybe I should go and remove it. And the Mephoshim said that according to Tosfos that he didn't do anything wrong. Why does he want to go and remove it? He wants to remove it, says the Maram, alt maris ein. The people shouldn't go and say, oh, you see, the Rabbi Zara, look, I have a picture that has the clump of earth that he threw at it, so maybe I should take it away. It's homily, they told him, no, don't, just leave it there. Echana noitlev, yechana noisna, chayiv, chayiv kolchad v'choda, chayiv, because kolchad v'choda ravcha lechaver teshovik. If you're going to go and take away the clump of earth that is on this Markulius, what's going to happen is you're going to leave more room for throwing new stones, and therefore you're going to do a favor to the other guy by removing the previously thrown stone. That's not a good idea. Just what you did, just leave it there. Don't touch it. You don't want to prepare somebody else and have more room to go and throw more stones. Okay. Zuktanai Mishnah. We're continuing on the Mishnah we started off on a few days ago. All of those, the Elu Heinan Niskalin, and one of those is who is Noisin Mizare Lamoilech. Now, how do you do Zare Lamoilech? Says our Mishnah, there are two main ingredients. Number one, Einachai Vachiyim Sar Lamoilech. You have to go and hand over your child to the Moilech. Now, how do you hand it over to the Moilech? The Moilech, of course, is inanimate. What do? Said Rashi, you give it to the Mesharis the Avodah Zarah. You give it to the Galochim of the Moilech, and you say, here, I want to bring my son for a sacrifice. I hand them over to you. But that's not enough. That's only the first condition. Second condition is, the Yavir Ba'esh. Then these Galochim have to go and take the child and take him through fire. How do you take a child through fire? Mitchim will see on the Gemara on the Amid Beis, a Machloikis about that. Muscle Moilech, what happens if he handed over the child to the Mishorse HaMoilech, Floy Hever Be'esh, and they didn't do their job and they didn't take him through fire? Or, Hever Be'esh, they took him through fire, but he didn't hand it over. In other words, the father did it on his own, or didn't formally give it to the Mishorse HaMoilech. Hever Be'esh needs these two magic ingredients to be over on the Moilech. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had Ketoni Avodah Zarah. And our Mishnah Ketani Moilech. It sounds like that these are two different things. Like the man the Omer that holds that Moilech and Avodah Zarah are two separate things. Because we have a machloek, because the sign should be in the price. Echad la moilech v'yech la shar avodah zarah is chayiv. Tanakama says moilech is just another one of the avodah zarahs. Just like you have Pa'or, and just like you have Baal, and you have Markulius, you also have the avodah zarah called moilech. As they zok the Tanakama. No. Moilech is a separate entity on its own. What's the nafkimina between the Tanakama and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon? There are two nafkiminas. You remember we've been learning for the last few days that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you can be Oyved Avodah Zarah Kidarka, the way that you normally do the Avodah Zarah. And then you also have these generic forms of Avodah like Kittur and Zibuach and Nisuch and Ishtachavah, which are not particular to that Avodah Zarah. However, you can use it by any Avodah Zarah, and you're going to be Oyver. Because these are generic forms of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, if a person is Mishtachvil, Markulius, or he's Mizabeach to the Baal Pa'or, also prohibited, even though these are Shaloi Ki Tark. So what happens if a person goes and takes his child, and hands it over to the Galachim and says, take them in front of Eish. And these galachim, the galachim of the Baal Pa'ar, or these are galachim of the Markulius. So I would say, you know, okay, this is Nishka Moilech, so Lechari wasn't over anything. So that's, the Machloikis depends on that. Meaning that according to the first man, the Yomar that holds Moilech is just another form of Avodah Zarah, okay, so Lechari are being Mechabed the Avodah Zarah by sacrificing your own son, Rachmon Litzvan, that's certainly a covet for the Avodah Zarah. It's a bizoyin for the person that does something so stupid. However, it's a covet for the Avodah Zarah. So, if he doesn't do it for the Moidach, he does it for another Avodah Zarah, it'll also be chai. Mashenker, Blood Rav Shimon says, no. You're only chai if you do the Moidach. You're not chai if you do Shloy the Moidach, because it's not a form of Avodah Zarah. So what is it, in fact? Says the Chiddush Iran, Moidach is a form, according to this man, Yama, it's a form of Kishuv. It's a form of black magic.
Kishuv is not Avodah Zarah. Shaydim is not Shaydim Kishuv.
100%. We're going to have Mitchum in the next Mishnah. Oyven yid oyni and a machashif. Machashif aloy sechaya. But that's not. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's Zarah to us in the sense that it's so strange talking about black witchcraft and all of that sorcery, all that type of mishigas. However, there is a force in these evil things, evil spirits and what have you. But it's not Avodah Zarah. It's a different parsha altogether. So that's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, says Rashi, is what happens if a person is mizabeach and mekater to the moilech. Person sees it's a big sign, this is the moilech Avodah Zarah church. He goes into the first church of moilech and he says, I'm not the type of guy that's going to chas v'shalom sacrifice my son, but I'm going to bow down and I'm going to be mizabeach behaimis and I'm going to be mekater, makter, chaylev on the mizbeach, etc., etc. So normally, by every Avodah Zarah, you're Oiver. But if Moilech is not a form of Avodah Zarah, you're not Oiver, because it's not an Avodah Zarah. So you have two major nafkiminis between the Tanakama and the Blazer Reb Shimon. And since our Mishnah counts out, or enumerates out the Moilech separately from the Avodah Zarah, is the Chasimin that these are two separate entities, it's not a form of Avodah Zarah. Good. Amar Abai, Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, that we just had now, that says that Moilech is separate, it's not your standard Avodah Zarah. And Rav Chanina ben Antignois, Omer Devaracha, they both said the same thing. Rav Blazer Rav Shimon Hadi Amoran, that he said, Moilech is chayiv, Shloi la Moilech is potter. That means, if you're makter your son, you maver your son for the Moilech, you're chayiv, but not for another Avodah Zarah. Rav Chanina ben Antignois, the son, Rav Chanina ben Antignois, Omer, that name Matofsa, Torah, Loshen Moilech, why is this called Moilech? Cholshim lichu aleim. Anything that a person is mamlich on him, and he treats that item, that thing, like a melech, afil tzurar, even if it's a pebble, afil kisim, even if it's a tzanshtecha. Tzanshtecha means a toothpick. And therefore, what's the Gemara telling us? That's also considered to be melech. So what's the raya from this, that Reb Chanina ben Antignois holds like Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, zhogen de mefarshim, because why does the Gemara focus on loshen melech, koshim lichu aleim? Why doesn't it use a lashon of elihus, that the person accepted this tzror or this kissim for a god? Because in fact the person did not accept the kissim or tzror for a god, he only considered it a melech. Oh, so that's the kavana of the Gemara. The Bchanina ben Tignis holds that Moilich is not a form of a god. It's not a form of Avodah Zarah. It's a form of something else called Moilech, and that Moilech is a form of Kishev. Therefore, anything that you want to go and make into a Moilech, you can, but it's not Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Reb Chinim, and Tignes both hold it's not Avodah Zarah.
Given that it's Rosh Hashanah this week, and Malchus is the theme of Rosh Hashanah, and
yes,
Hashem is the Melech,
mm-hmm,
what is the functional difference between saying something is the Melech and not Hashem is the Melech? I mean, it seems like it's
Zelbazach,
isn't it?
If Luli HaGemara,
all the names for Hashem have a different meaning. One is Melech Hashem, you know.
No, so we say
Agnos, all the names have different meaning.
Well, I'm saying, but the fact is that we're saying Hashem is the Melech of the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying something else is the Melech. You're basically saying, and not Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
You're denying Malchus. You're denying it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like, even though it's not in the same chapter of Avodah Zarah, but kind of like reads back into it.
There is somewhat of an overlap of the two concepts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally omnipotent, and among all of his midos and among all of his greatness is he also happens to be the Melech of the entire world. But besides that, the Gemara says, for instance, "V'mokim gedulasei ata moitzi anavusanosei." So, Kadosh Baruch Hu is also the great Rachmim, the great compassionate one, which normally you don't associate, affiliate with Malchus. So the point is, Kadosh Baruch Hu encapsulates all of these things, and this person only wanted to go and make this pebble into the Melech. But as far as God, yeah, Hashem is Baruch Hu, still the God. But this is the king. Adam, the king of what? Maybe the king of all of the stones, the king of the world, the king of the mice, Yichweis. He made it for a king. That already gives it the name Moilech. Rava Omar Moilech Aroy Ikmenai. Rava says, although the previous man, the Omar, Rav Abaye said, that it blows Rav Shimon Abchini Ben Tignes Omer Dover Echad, Rava says, you're right. However, there is an afkamina between the two. That's a Moilech Aroy. That means a temporary Moilech. What's a temporary Moilech? If a person takes a Tzror or a Kisem, says Rashi, Shein Aroy Lekach. Come on. Be sensible. This little pebble, that's a melech, that's a king. This kind of king. Sargurish. So therefore, yes, you can go make him king for a day. You can make him king for 5 minutes. A temporary kingdom. Yeah, this year. However, a permanent kingdom you cannot make. So therefore, that would be the machloek. See, look at Rashi, the last Rashi. Rava Omar, two lines on the bottom of the Omer. Says Rashi, Le'amru davar echad, the moilech aroi kimenayu. There is enough kimena. Keep going to Rav Kisim. Shein aroi lekach. How can you go and say a Tzor V'kisim is a king? Oh, this person for 5 minutes or for an hour said, you're a king, and I'm bringing my son as a sacrifice to you. So according to Rav Chanina ben Antignoi, that's enough, because you can call Moilech anything. It's got to be a fest, established Moilech that everybody recognizes, that a Moilech for a while, and not just a Moilech for 5 minutes. Okay, Om Rav Yanai. Like we said in the Mishnah, one of the key ingredients is that you have to hand over the child to the Mishorsim, meaning the Koimrim, the Galochim of the base of Avodah Zarah of Moilech.
But if he does it himself, it's not considered.
According to our Mishnah, according to Bianai, you're not over the Isser Moilech. If the child gets burned, then you have a different problem. But the problem, the Isser of being over the Moilech, you have to do two things. You have to hand it over to the Galochim, and they have to go and then take it over through the fire. And we're going to see the fire is not so simple. It doesn't mean that he's necessarily burned at the stake. We'll see in another moment when we get to it. Now, this Rabbi Yanai is basing what he just said now, as well as the next few requirements, all on one pasuk. The pasuk says, "Umizaracha loisitein lahavir lamoilech." So therefore, he darshens every one of these words. Since, what was the first requirement? You're not chayv achim sereno. You have to hand them over. You learned that from Omizaracha loisite lahaver lamoilech. What's up there? And that was the dominant theme during those days.
The dominant theme in all of the service members. That's right.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
That's why we today look at it all. It's crazy because that Yetzirah has been destroyed. I would think that if a person just he does it on his own, he says, "What do I need a shliach for?" You know, I'm going to do maver be'esh myself. No. It says, "Mizarach aloi sitein." You have to hand it over. When Am Zmosel Amaydach will they have it? When Am Z gave it to the Mishar Say Maydach, but they weren't Ma'avir Bo'esh. Yochli Chayv, I think he'd be Chayv, Tamaloyim, it's gotta be Mizarachol Yisitin Lehavir.
When Am Z. The way it's supposed to be done.
You gotta do it with the full dark Yavoid, all the rules and regulations. Mosav Hever, but Shaloyla Maydach. What happens if he did the same thing, but he went to the Pa'ar, and he said to the Galachim of Pa'ar, you know, the Moilich church is closed now for the next week or two. They're on vacation. I want to go and bring my child now to the Baal Pa'ar. So I'm handing him over to you, and I want you to go and do it Ba'esh for your Baal Pa'ar. Yochli Yechayv, think Yechayv, Tamalim La Moilich. It's got to be Daf for the Moilich. Mosav Hevel La Moilich, V'loy Ba'esh. What happens if he talk is Makayim, that he goes to the Moilich church? He hands over his child to the Moilich Galochim. And he says, I want to go and bring it for the Moilich, and I want you to be Mavir it. But don't be Mavir Beish. Go and take him, Mechvais, through Mayim. But not through Eish. Don't do it to Eish. Yoch Lichayv, Nemakan Lahavim, Nem Lalon, Lihimotzi Bechom Mavir Benoi Uvitoi Bo Eish. Even though that second pasuk doesn't mention Moilech, but we make a Gzeirah Shavu. Ma Lalon Beish Avkan Beish. They use the term Lahavir. Here it says Mavir. Just like over there means Be'esh, here too Be'esh. U'makan Moilech af. Lahalon Moilech. So therefore these two psukim really complement each other. You have to learn them both together, that the Isra of Moilech is through Eish, and the Isra of Eish is by the Moilech. So now we've been medayik virtually every word in the Pasuk. Loisitein, Lahavir, Lamoilech. But we left out the Mizaracha, that we weren't darshaning. It's Omer of Achabrei, the Rava, Hever, Kol Zaroi. What happens if a person had a bunch of children, and he gave all of them for the Moilech? See what a tzaddik he is? He gives all of them to the Moilech. He's potter. Why is he potter? Shenemar, mizaracha, v'loy kol zaracha. Only one of them and not all, or only some of them and not all. And the obvious question is, what happens if a person has 12 children? So, he brings child number one for the Moilech, Yischaif. Number two, Yischaif. Number three, Yischaif. Number 12, now that you did all of them, now you're potter. So what happens to all those previous Yisurim that he was over? So now the Mafreya, he's not over anything because he gave Kol Zaracha. What's going on? Oh! So Reb David is mechavin to the Tesis, his Teretz. If you look at the top, Tesis. V'im Toimar. Mikam mechayiv. As soon as he brings the first one, he's already mechayiv. Go and tell me Kol Zara, he's be potter. As soon as he brought the first one, he's mechayiv. V'yesh Loimar. He only has one son. So therefore, when he gave that one son, he gave Kol Zara. Or Aishaviram v'zokter Reb David. What does the Torah say? I can't read. Aishaviram v'basachas mamish ayir teretz. He took all 12 and he brought them all simultaneously. Oh, then he'd be potter. If he takes them one after the other, Siri Adam and Acham be chayv as soon as he brings the first one. However, if he gives them all at the same time, then he would be potter. Boy Ravashi, haviray sumama. What happens if he took his child who Nebuch was blind and he brought it to the Avoid Zara, to the Moilech, and he was blind, and Yoshimau, or if he was sleeping Mao, or Ben Benoyu, Ben Bitoy Mao, wasn't his son, it was his grandchild. Now what's the grandchild, I can understand the Shaila. What's the Suman Yoshin Shaila? Says Rashi, if you look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, Haviroi, Libnoi Suma O Yoshin, Mi have a derech Havor, Bekach, Bechiai Gamna, De Eni Yochel, Lavor, Bi Atzmoi, Im Hoyeroitze. If you have a child that is powerless to be able to go and be oiver himself, maybe there is no din of liha'avir to transfer him through the moilach. So, does one depend on the other? Does the havara depend on whether the suman yashin could have gone on their own?
A child that can't walk yet even? I mean, that would be the more obvious question.
Like a baby or something
that.
The Gemara doesn't address it. And the Gemara is not poishu the shal of sum or yashin either. What the Gemara is poishit is the shala of Ben Benoyu Ben Bitoy. Mao tipshem mia chadal chavu can poishit one of the shalas, meaning that shala. Tisani ki mizar nusal lemaylech matamu leiman. Why did it say ki mizar nusal lemaylech? The Gemara shala is because it says it multiple times. This mizar nusal lemaylech, and the question was, why does it have to say it a few times?
Is it to exclude grandchildren?
Or to include.
Because Zaro includes grandchildren.
As Ma like we quoted before, that's the actual children, son or daughter. How do we know a grandchild? Zara means any offspring. But what bothers the Gemara now is we started off the Brisa saying the Sanya, Ki Mizari Nasan Lamoilech, which is one pasik, that's pasik number three here on the side. And then we finished off Minayin Tabat Loimeh, Bisitoi Mizari, which is another pasik number four. So in Bazoi, the question is, why did the Gemara start off, the price starts off Ki Mizari Nasan Lamoilech, and then ends off with the next pasik of Bisitoi Mizari Lamoilech? I mean, each one of them, the Rai is the same thing. Zari, 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 it's his offspring. So I don't need to go and change Psukim and bring a second pasik. So Frank Timora, Tana Pasik, Bechimi Zari. The Solik the Sitoi Mizaroi. So Zimori, you're absolutely right. And therefore you have to add a few words to the Brisa. It's Drosh Achrino, it's in fact a second Drosha. Meaning, from the first Pasik, Ki Mizaroi, I learned the Din, even grandchildren. However, from the second time it says, Sitoi Mizaroi, Zari Eniela, Zera Kosha, Zera Apostle Minayim, if a person had Zera Apostle, meaning if he had children that were Mamzerim, how do I know there too? The din applies of nos mizar la moilech tamaloyim v'sitoi mizaroi, meaning any type of zara, even a diminished form of zara. I'm sorry. Moilech is not choosy, and the Torah is not choosy. Anyone that you choose to go and give for the moilech, it's ein breira. That's the iser, whether you choose it or not. As I guide this here, Amr of Yudah, ein chayvat shivrenu derech havara. It's got to be derech havara. Frank Mar Hechidami, explain to you what are these words derech havara. Amr Abaye, Shraga the Livni b'mitzi Nura mehaygisa, v'nura mehaygisa. The way Abaye explains it is, you have a Shraga the Livni, like you have a mound, a pile of bricks, b'mitzi in the middle, and you have a fire from the right hand side, and you have a fire from the second, from the other side, and therefore you go and take the child, and you go and extend the child over this stack of bricks, or this path of bricks, or the bunch of bricks, in between the two fires. It's masha that the child may not even get burned at all. Right. But you're being maver through the fires, through to go and serve the bite. Rav Amrav says a different shot, ki mishvar to the puria, like you do jumping and skipping on Purim. What means that you go and jump and skip on Purim? So let's look at the Rashi right before the wide lines, five lines before the wide lines. Rav Meshvar to the Puriyah. Einam Avir Biraglav. He doesn't have the child walk on his legs, going in between the fires. Ela Koivitz Biraglav. He's jumping and skipping. Kiderach Shatinoikis Koivitz Miyam Purim. Just like the children, they love to go and jump and skip on Purim. Shoyisa Chafir Ba'aret. There was a hole in the ground. And there is a fire inside that hole. And he goes and jumps over the hole from one end to the other end. That's how this Havara Ba'esh Lamoilech worked. That you went and jumped over the fire. And that's how it worked. Just like the kids used to do it on Purim.
There's a meaning of walking to people to improve their self-confidence. They walk on hot coals. You know, and you know, it's kind of similar. You know, to test themselves.
Probably that's what the SEALs do by the Marines. They do these things. Anyway, Tani Kabos, the Rav Enichai Vachimrenu, Derech Havara. You're only Chai when you're Mava Derech Havara. Havira Beregel is Potur. If you're Mava Beregel is Potur. So what's the Rai from this? Is Rashi that you're not Mava Beregel by walking. Alma Derech Havidos Bikfitza, the Derech Havoid is not by walking, but by jumping and skipping over the fire, over the hole, like we spoke about before. And you're only chayv on your offspring. Okay, what happens over the imay if a person hands over his parents? What happens? He himself decided to go. Why should I take my children? I'm going to go through the moilach myself, through the fire. Potur. Reb Shimon is machayev. Aha. What's the machloik? The Torah talks about the feirish. It's got to be benoyu vitoy or mizaroy. How does the blood of Shimon say Yamchaib? Simon will address that in another line or two. Zog to write to the price, Echel, Amoydek, Vech, Sharvar, Avoyd, Zor, is Chayiv. It makes no difference whether you're Maver, you're Benoy, you're Bitoy, Ba'esh, for the Moydek, or you use it for another Avoyd, Zor. The blood of Shimon, Oymer, the Moydek, Chayiv, Shalay, the Moydek, Potter. This is the identical Machloikis we had in the Amid Aleph. That was the price that we quoted in the Amid Aleph to show that there's a Machloikis whether Moydek is just another Avoyd, Zor, or whether it's a separate entity on its own.
What kind of fire was this? Like a fire that caused death, or
from our Gemara's mashma, not from our Gemara's mashma that they just passed the child through between two pillars of fire on the right and on the left, and just went through,
like walking through a hallway where the walls are fire,
and or jumping over a fire. But apparently, if it was taka down below inside a hole, if you know how to inside a pit, if you know how to go and jump well, nothing happened. Maybe it got singed. Amr Ulamaitav the blood of Reb Shimon. What's the time of the blows with Reb Shimon? The blows with Reb Shimon says that if you yourself are maver atzmoi, but moilach yechayiv, Amar Kroka says impossibly, yimotzi becha maver benoi uvitoi v'esh. Which state lo yimotzi becha? So yimotzi maver benoi uvitoi v'esh becha. Becha b'yatzmecha, even if you yourself do it yourself, you're also chayiv. Rabbanu l'idashi becha. Rabban l'chayyeh don't dash in this bukha, and that's why they say you're potter. Frank Dimon Azei, but now we learned in the Mishnah. Avidos Vavedis Aviv, it's a Mishnah Mesech, it's Vav Metziah and Eilam Metziah. What happens if you walk down the street and you find your own Aved, and you find your father's Aved, and you cannot carry them both at one time? Shaloi Kedemis, your own Aved goes first. For me in my time, what would be the reason? Remember, you know, Krat says in the Pasik, Eves Kiloyeh, Becha Evyoin. It's the drush is from the word Becha. Shaloi kodemus l'shal kol adam. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says you should take precaution that you should not become an avyoin, and therefore your aveda goes first. So I see l'chayra that we do dash in b'cha not only over here by the moilach, but in other contexts as well. So why would the rabbanim disagree with the blood of Shimon? Shouldn't they also agree that b'cha is taked to dash in b'cha biatz b'cha? Everything amara hasa me'efes. They're the raya or the drasha of Avidosi Kodemes is not from the Becha, it's from the Efes. Kilo Yibecha Evyoin. What's the Raya from the Efes? So Rashi says the word Efes means zero. Like Ki'ofes Kosef. When the people brought the money to Yosef and Tzadik to go and sell them food, they said, we have no money left, and therefore we're going to go and hand ourselves over, we're going to hand over our real estate, our properties to you. Ki'ofes Kosef, and therefore, Efes in
Hebrew means zero, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sorry?
The word
Ephes in modern day Hebrew, Ephes means zero. Exactly. So it comes from this passage.
So therefore, when it comes to yourself personally, you don't have to sacrifice, you're doing even a mitzvah too. Because you're giving up time and you're turning, you know, Aved or whatever it is. You know, where did you go to wine?
The Gemara Taka says himself about Matziah that if the person is
what do you have to say?
If the time consideration is considerable, so that he's losing money, for instance, if he's a salaried employee and he gets paid every hour $10, $20, $50, $100 an hour, and as a result of returning this aveda he's gonna lose money, Gemara says that he doesn't have to go and return the aveda. Exactly. The same thing as this trashy.
But then again, it's a mitzvah that shows aveda too.
It's so true. What you're saying is true, but the Gemara says v'salam to mehem pom sha'at mesalim. Sometimes you're allowed to go and ignore the aveda. What are those? When there are major financial considerations. But anyway, so what's the right for the word Ephes? Ephes, says Rashi, means taka zero, nothing. And therefore, make sure that there should be nothing in your way to take you out of poverty and to allow you to go and make money. So this Avedosai is not referring to the Rai, is not from the Becha. The Rai is from Ephes. We talk a don't dash in the Becha after all. No shtickle. Omer b'yus b'chanina. Shalosh krisis b'avodah zarah lama. The three times that you have the word kares, although the word Gemara uses the term avodah zarah, two of the psukim refer to the moilech, and Rashi says either this man the Yomra holds the moilech is avodah zarah, or he holds even a moilech is not avodah zarah, but he uses the term somewhat loosely in this brisa. But what are the three psukim? So if we look quickly at the Rashi, Rashi quotes the three psukim four lines into the wide lines down below. Shalosh krisis b'avodah zarah. Tarti gabi moilech. Two of them are written by Moilech b'kedoshim to you in Parshas Kedoshim. It says one pasuk banit eten es panai bo ishahu v'ichrati ois mekerev amai ki mizarei nosan la moilech is v'ichrati ois the loshen of kares v'samti ani es panai bo ishahu mishpachte v'ichrati oisoi v'izkol hazoinim achrav. So that's the second pasuk, two psukim in Parshas Kedoshim, both using the term of v'ichrati loshen kares. And then Rashi brings a third pasuk, skip a few words. Pashlishis b'shlach lecha in Parshas Shlach, it says Kidvar Hashem boza v'esmotzvasi heifar ikoris hanevishai. So that's already a third time. And what's Dvar Hashem boza? This is lechoy referring to avodah zarah. Therefore, I had ichrati one, ichrati two, and I have ikoris is three. Even though lechoy I could say ikoris is two separate ones. Rashi says in the next line, but if the ikoris chodechoshem this man yom holds it's only one. So therefore you don't have four altogether, you have three altogether. Now the question is, why do you have three creases in back to the Gemara? First wide line, Amr Biyotu B'chanina, Shalish Kriis, why do you have three? Achas Likadarka. If you are doing the Avodah Zarah, like the Moilech, the way that you're supposed to, then, Chas Shalom, get a din of Kares. The ach shaloi kedarka. If a person did it shaloi kedarka. What means shaloi kedarka? The marshal that he went and did the moilech avoida to a different avoida zara. Shaloi kedarka. Also prohibited. Also cursed. The achas lemoilech, and one that he does for the moilech itself. What means for the moilech itself? Because even if it's dark in mekach, you have to have it. Why does the pasuk have a separate third time? Says Rashi, this man the Yomer holds that moilech is not an avoda zara, and therefore the Torah is saying that even though it's not an avoda zara, Torah is makbid not to go and bring your children to the fire of the moilech. And like the Chiddush Yeran said in the Yomer Aleph, it wasn't a form of avoda zara according to this man the Yomer; it was a form of kishif. Therefore, says the Torah, it's awesome. So I have to have three separate psukim. According to the other man, the Yomah, the Moilach is a form of Vaydazar. Karis, Moilach, Lamali, what do I have to have a special third time, Karis? If you're Mavre, but no, you shall like Kedarka. If you're Mavre, no, you shall like Kedarka. What's I shall like Kedarka? Either to another Vaydazar, or you didn't do the proper.
You didn't give it to the
you didn't give it to the Koimrim. Exactly. You didn't do it the way with all the rules and regulations. Well, man, the Yomah, Vaydazar, he, Karis, Magadif, Lamali. Aha. We have a postig by Megadif. Says in the pasuk, "Es Hashem hu megadev, v'nichrus ha'nefesh hi mi'amo." So they have another chorus which says by the parasha of megadev. Now the question is, what does the word megadev mean in the context of the Torah? This is a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, where the megadev means birchas Hashem, a person chas shalom who is mevorech, the reverse of mevorech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Megadif could mean that he does Avodah Zarah. So if you're going to tell me it means Birchas Hashem, okay, so that's, I have to have a separate chorus for Birchas Hashem. I don't have a separate pasuk for that. I do have a pasuk Birchas Hashem, there's a din of Urgamu that you have to go and do, you have to go and stone him. That's B'mezid, B'tasra, B'tadim. But what happens if he did it B'mezid, but without Adim and Asra? Then he gets chorus. Where does it say the parashat of chorus? So according to Man Yama that holds, Es Hashem hu Megadif, the Nichas told my Birchas Hashem, okay. So I have a chorus for that. But the other man, you want to hold Megadav as Avodah Zarah, he chorus Megadav Lomali, didn't I already have all the enough choruses already? Kedark, Shloi Kedark, and Moilech, what do I have to have yet another chorus by Megadav? Look at the Sanya, says the Pasuk, he chorus by Lamazet, he chorus by Lamabad, Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva splits up the two he chorus in. He says, one tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu cuts him off from this world, he'll pass away at an early age. Tikkoris means he'll be cut away from Yenneveld, and Chas V'Shalom, he won't go into Gan Eden. So he's looking to keep him. Omli Rabbi Shmuel, Vali Kvar Nema, V'Nichrasa. And this V'Nichrasa is that other pasuk that we spoke about. Es Hashem hu Megadev, V'Nichrasa Nefeshim, Kerev Amo. And both Rashi and Tosi say that this is not Rabbi Shmuel asking Akasha on Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds that this pasuk, as Hashem hu Megadev, is referring to Birchas Hashem. So he doesn't have a problem with the extra word V'Nichrasa. Rabbi Shmuel is talking about his own position. I, Rabbi Shmuel, that hold V'Nichrasa is not referring to Birchas Hashem. It's referring to Avodah Zarah generally. So why do I have to have yet another pasuk of Kareis? Is he going to tell me I have another oilam? In other words, if I darshan like Rabbi Kiva just darshan, he kares to kares. He kares by lemazet. He kares lemaba. Is there a third oilam that we could talk about? He's asking rhetorically. Ella v'nichasa by lemazet. He kares lelem haba. I was the kares. He kares. Tibutosh. Toyer kaloshim and ayodam. The fact that says he kares together, you don't count it as two. You count it as one, and therefore one comes to tell you for oilam mazet, one for oilam haba. The Atom of Baker Mashem with a Kechem Chayim Kolchem Ayoy.